Hello, and welcome to the SearchCloudProvider.com podcast, Developing a Managed Services Strategy for the Cloud. I'm Jessica Scarpati, site editor of SearchCloudProvider.com, and it's great to have you with us. I'm joined by Lauren Robinette, principal analyst at ACG Research and longtime channel maven. Thanks for being here today, Lauren.
Thank you, Jessica.
So Lauren recently published a report, the Cloud Case Study Handbook, which contains a series of case studies with cloud providers and managed service providers and resellers. And in this podcast, we'll look at how some of the key players in the industry are getting a bite of the cloud services market and how you can apply some of their secrets to success to your own cloud strategy. So Lauren, you've obviously done a lot of outreach recently with all these service providers and their cloud strategies, and some of the issues that they face in executing them. So what are some of the common challenges you've heard about? Are there some issues that are specific to certain types of providers?
Oh, definitely, Jessica. For example, I do profile one particular VAR. Presidio Network Solutions is one of the ones I've profiled and looked at. They're remaking themselves. They're probably the number five at any one time of a standard reseller, of a top reseller for Cisco. And they've really remade themselves. They've put together for a couple of years now a group that really focuses on managed service. And they don't have a NOC. They don't have a managed service themselves. They're a white label provider for level three, and they also broker for about 35 providers. Another one, for example, a managed service provider, application provider, YouSendIt, wanted to really expand their reach into the business customers. And in their story, they had a different kind of interesting challenge. They originally were hosting with Rackspace, and they moved to InterNAP. And that the whole profile of how they use InterNAP to really help them look at capacity management and outreach. In order for them to be successful, the challenges they were having with a Rackspace that I don't profile in this success stories is because they really needed more management, more systems integration support. So you'll see some things that are obviously omitted in this book of success stories because I think that there's a trend happening. In one case, for example, hosting providers, Rackspace, as those hosting providers get very mature, there's a little that they have in their portfolio to really focus on helping people with their installations, their managed service. Over-the-top providers like Google, that's great if you can do everything by yourself. But where I think the big opportunities are is enterprise and SMB. So let me tell you a little bit about a couple of those. Getting into the real telcos, telcos have long provided SLAs to enterprise and small medium business in connectivity, both wireless and wireline. And they're kind of like a big utility. They provide connectivity plus bundled upsell, those kind of things. Even the MSOs, the cable providers, do the same thing. The triple play gives way to the quad play. But how do they really differentiate themselves? And that's when you get into those common challenges you talked about. The commonality that I'm seeing is in order for the telcos to really be positioned to do very well in providing a cloud offer is to be able to add systems integration. And I think that's where the challenges are starting to show up. So you'll see in this book a group of success stories that really talk about the best practices. And some things are omitted because I think self-help for most businesses is not where they are. They're going to need more systems integration and migration.
So I don't know if this is asking the same question a different way, but from a broader market perspective, I wanted to ask where you see the providers coming up short in terms of their capabilities and resources or what gaps you're seeing in their portfolios.
Yeah, you know, the recent acquisitions that take place or have taken place, Verizon with Terramark, CenturyLink with Savvis, NTT with OpSource, those give the providers one thing. That gives them the ability to have a virtualized expertise in data center, which they critically need. So that's one of the gaps. And they're either filling that through building it themselves or acquisitions. There's one that I cover that I think is a very good best practice, France Telecom, back in 2006, had four soccer ball fields of servers that were growing 20% year over year. And what they did is they put together an eco-center project to try and reduce their overall footprint and power consumption and that kind of thing and reduce their resources. And they ended up with this amazing byproduct, too much virtualized servers. So they bought, they bought Quant, which became OBS, Orange Business Services, and that's the arm, the systems integration arm, that helps customers, their enterprise customers and business customers, migrate to virtualized cloud offers. So virtualization is the first step. And if you look at these three acquisitions that just happened, interesting, they're taking the first step, which is virtualize. The second step, how are you going to take it to market now that you have so much virtualized infrastructure? So I think the gaps are systems integration, as I've mentioned, and NTT purchased Didata. So that's interesting. It's kind of like the France Telecom success story because they have now the systems integration DNA.
Hmm. So here's another thing I wanted to touch on. We hear so much about how service providers need to differentiate themselves in the cloud. And you address this obviously a bit in the report, but what does that really mean in cloud services? You know, people throw the word differentiation around a lot. How are some of the providers you profile differentiating themselves, and what lesson do you think others out there could take away from that?
Yeah, you know, differentiation is key. Otherwise, you are just going to be in that commodity market, you know, the quad play, triple play, everybody's
right.
Shopping on price, and they're moving from the right to the left, you know, and it is all it is share shifting. So in order to get really sticky, you really have to get into the applications and get embedded into the applications. You know, the first decision is you're taking a customer through a journey, and they have to look at their subsystems and architectures and say what can be virtualized and what should be in the public cloud versus a private cloud situation, and what goals do I have? Do I want to reduce costs? Do I want to increase productivity? Do I want to, you know, most of the IT departments of the providers are, they're shrinking their budgets every year in IT, and they're trying to create an innovation group in their CIOs. Instead of these people being control freaks, they have to become innovation leaders, and that means they're asking the provider, help me figure out what I virtualize and what I don't virtualize. Now, that's going to mean that the providers have to differentiate in some way that isn't just a cloud offer. It's got to be the migration and then the business application. So that takes that, how do you decide? What priorities do you have? What's business critical and the IP of the companies you're working with? That takes a real different sales team than what they currently have. They currently have people who can sell connectivity, sell connectivity plus bundle it with something else. But when you take a cloud service, you're talking about a CapEx versus an OpEx decision that's going to take some business acumen, and that's a different sales team than what they have today. So I think that differentiation is really going to come from offering a business service.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Clearly, cloud providers and their partners have a lot to think about here. So thank you again for your time, Lauren. We definitely appreciate it.
Thank you.
To find out what else Lauren is tracking in the world of managed services, check out some of her research at acgresearch.net. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to visit searchcloudprovider.com for more cloud provider news, tips, and resources. Or send us an email at editor@searchcloudprovider.com.